forgot eternal torment. Observe the kingdom from the battlements. You take the ill and fall upon your sword. I don't want to be alone anymore. Golden age will get in flames. Tempered in flames. Could soon replaced. All of
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. And the last songs it played there were the latter half of Sunforger's most recent, very recent release. Came out July 21st, 2023, that's this year, as of me recording. And that was their freshly baked self-titled album. So that finished with the song Closer, which is also the closer of the album, preceded by You Have to Try, Defeat You, Change, and Saturday Morning. I'm recording this on a Sunday morning, but so close. Anyway, I gotta say I really love that album, and as of me recording this, it's the 23rd of July, I've listened to that album I don't know how many times since it came out Friday morning, so I gotta say I'm a big fan. I'd highly recommend listening to it more if you didn't hear the, well, even if you did hear the full thing this hour, listen to it again. You can find it online wherever you normally find music, I guess, and I'll also plug the fact that it's on Bandcamp, so I know not only do they have the digital release up there, they also have CDs and cassettes, so if you're into physical media or if you're just into having the files on your computer, definitely check out Bandcamp, give that a buy. Well worth it. I feel like a friggin' salesman, but it is a really fantastic album. They probably also have maybe some merch up there. They've got cool shirts, so maybe check those out too. And anyway, the other part of this hour that's special is the interview that I did with Sunforger, I guess a couple weeks back. 1 week back? Who knows? Anyway, in spite of its audio flaws and its off-the-cuff nature, the fact that it was set outside on Saint-Denis, just outside of Turbo House, in the midst of like a street festival, that was a big smart move on my part. Anyway, I still had a lot of fun doing it, and I enjoyed it. I'm pleased with how it turned out in the end, in spite of the audio jankiness. It was just nice talking to those guys, and it was cool to hear their thoughts on things. Anyway, I'll let that play and then follow up afterwards. One thing I wanted to ask about is also, because I know with the album you guys have coming out, by the time this airs, it'll probably already be out, but did it with Cooked Raw, and I was wondering, like, both that in general, because I also feel like the music that's being released with them thus far has, I don't know, there's like, it all sounds quite different, but it's got that like heavily sort of experimental, like, each band has like this element that when I listen to them, it's like, I haven't heard this before. So
that's the London, Ontario connection, I'm gonna say, because Tyler from Cooked Raw was living in London and, in my opinion, being very influenced by Foam and by Spencer and Chris's previous bands, like Doffing and Dory's, and I think that, yeah, I mean, I think that's, again, like just friends' bands influencing each other, and when Tyler moved to Toronto and started doing things there, he took that with him. In my opinion.
I think there's also people on Cooked Raw who are heavily influenced by Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say so I don't feel bad saying it.
Tyler's got the ear.
Yeah.
He knows what's popping. He knows what sounds sick. He definitely has his ear to the ground and like finds like the weird shit that's happening and like gives it a platform and stuff. Like, he's also hooked up like a few American bands, and like one of them, like a country western, is like popping. Like, and he found that band, you know, like it's cool. He's really on it. So like, I feel lucky and really happy to like work with them and like continue that relationship. It's awesome. Tyler is a sick dude. I haven't met Lou yet, I think, but I'm excited to. Like, I will have by the time this airs.
All right, and maybe I'll try asking like a more like wrapping up question. I guess related to
it's been like kind of touched upon, like, what are you guys excited about in like the new scene in terms of like new bands that are popping up? Because you mentioned like being old, and all of a sudden you see like who's still left and who's like kind of filling in the gaps, I guess. And I feel like it's a big thing post pandemic. It's a lot of like, oh man, a lot of people are out. But then I'd also heard that the scene itself was sort of like reinvigorated, at least in terms of like people going on. So I'd like to hear like anything, even just like personally, it doesn't have to be influenced or anything, that you guys like find interesting. Local scene, whatever, anything that you think is cool, kind of like the new crowd, I guess.
Check out the band Knitting. They're the best. They're so sick. Piper also plays bass in Knitting, but like Misha's a good friend of mine, and like, you know, they've been making sick music for a long time, and like their newest project, Knitting, is also really, really good. The new stuff that they play live, that they're like, they haven't started recording it yet, but like it's so different from like the stuff that they already have on the internet, and it's so sick. So like, yeah, if you're in Montreal and you can see Knitting, or like if Knitting comes to your city, go see them. They're the best.
New stuff. It's mostly just like seeing friends playing in bands still, and like new projects from old bands like Knitting coming from like Lonely Parade and like Piper's like solo stuff as well. What was yours, man? Property.
Sarah also plays
in Alpine Glow. Good. But yeah, like going to music festivals and like especially post pandemic has been really nice, because all of our friends that we like have met over like the past 10 or so years of touring and playing music will pop up at those festivals still, and people from like across Canada and like the States and stuff. So it's cool to see them still doing it. I find that really inspiring.
I think too, in Montreal, like there's always been kind of a divide between the Anglo and Franco scenes, and I feel like a lot of people have been making more of an effort to integrate those scenes recently. Like I've played some shows with like Francophone in Quebec. People making really cool music, I feel like I just was totally unaware of and like not tapped into. So, you know, breaking out of our own little bubbles. I'm trying to, as much as like, yeah, I just want to like see my friends rock and stuff all the time. Like anytime somebody's like, what are your favorite bands? I'm like, my friends make the best music in the world. But also, yeah, I want to be open to like what people who have less in common with me are making, right? Of course. I'm like, here's something I wouldn't usually hear.
Yeah, I think friends' music is usually the best, and I'm so excited for MDU Mokhtar to become our friends because they make such incredible music, and I've been listening to them a lot, and because of that, I've been listening to a lot of African music that I had never thought to look for, because I know of Zamrock as like a point in history that there was kind of like a garage punk sound coming out of Zambia, and I didn't realize that there like still is a lot of incredible vibrant psych rock, and so I've been kind of listening to psych rock again. Didn't know I'd go through another phase of that. And younger bands that I would love to shout out, Thunder Queens from London, Ontario. They formed at London Girls Rock Camp and have been rocking for a couple of years now, and they're gonna definitely take over soon.
Okay. I think we already got applause in the background if that got picked up, and I'm hoping it did. But I'll wrap it up there. Thank you guys.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.
That was great.
All right, so that wraps up the interview, and I guess kind of wraps up the show too. So the rest of this is just going to be me rambling for like 5 minutes. I don't know how I feel about that. But I was really happy with that interview, despite all of the audio jankiness. That will be a learning experience for me. Like, okay, don't do recordings outside of venues. Maybe do them inside somewhere where it's quieter. But nonetheless, like, I was really happy with the chance I had to talk to the members of Sunforger, and their willingness to talk, especially right before a show like that, really kind of short notice. Like, contacted them through Bandcamp/email the night before, and then I think Spencer emailed me back at what must have been like just before 7 or 8 a.m. the following day. So it was pretty cool to have that follow up so quickly and to be able to work it out that fast and just kind of talk immediately and to go to that show as well. They also like put me on their guest list, so I got it for free. So thank you. If you happen to hear this, big shout out to Sunforger for getting me into a show. But yeah, it was cool. I had a cool time, and it's difficult to wrap things up like this because, I mean, all the little thank yous that came in at the end of that interview, like the applause that occurred randomly in the background, I don't know. I was really happy with that, and I think those are things that you can't really capture in a studio. I mean, there are a lot of things that could go better. Audio quality, people being able to talk sort of simultaneously. I mean, I guess maybe I should thank them for putting up the fact that I showed up in front of a bar, put my laptop on a table, and then handed them, I'm currently recording with it, so handed them a webcam wrapped in a dish towel, and then used that as like as a microphone. And like the absurd image of that does make me laugh, as you can tell. And then like people walking up to us, like, or walking past us as we recorded. I don't know. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, and as I was trying to figure out, like, more things to say to sort of fill up this block of time, I'll give them a shout-out for the fact that they're playing with Mdu Mokhtar, a musician from Niger, I guess. I don't know really the type of stuff that he plays, like this sort of Saharan rock. I guess maybe Davida referred to it as, like, psychedelic rock in a way, but that's pretty cool. This is like an international act that Sunforger is opening up for on the 26th here in Montreal, so that's going to be in Kingston playing at the exact same time as this show, or well, this show will be playing at the exact same time as that show. anyone who has the chance, I'd recommend going to the show instead. And then, sadly, in Montreal, this will be airing, like, the day after, so I won't be able to... Anyone listening to CJLO in Montreal will not have the opportunity to, like, hear this and be like, oh, man, that's such a cool show, I should go. Sorry. But if you are in Thunder Bay or happening to be listening to the LU radio stream on Monday, 24th, it's tomorrow for me, maybe jet on over to Montreal and go see that show, because it's probably going to be really cool. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I also, as I was digging for more things to say, I was just looking up, like, all the members of the band appended by sitebandcamp.com in Google, which I've done that before for other people, but I was doing, like, a deeper dig, I guess is what I was trying to say. And, I don't know, I will recommend all of the stuff that these guys have been involved in. Chris Hauer releases stuff under his name, plays in another Montreal band, and his releases as Chris Hauer, some experimental guitar work, are really cool. Another album that you can find, I think, on Egg Paper Records that he did as Margaret. Spencer has been involved not only in Dory's, but also in Doffing and other bands if you look for them. Davida in the London band Foam is one that I came across, or actually one that they mentioned. Turns out it was already in my bookmarks from way back, but listening to that, like, first song off of their So Anyway album, it was like a kick in the chest. It was so cool. And now, special shout out to Piper. They've released stuff. They have their own Bandcamp. But one really cool thing I came across is that they had actually done the mastering on tracks 1 through 6 of Clothesline from Hell's... what was the name of that album? I forget. I was just looking at it, and I've listened to it countless times. But the Something Nothing album, that's really cool. The fact that they had actually mastered that. I had no idea there was a connection there beyond the whole Cooked Raw thing. So these people all do really cool stuff, and I'll shout them out again. Listen to their music. Listen to Sunforger. Thanks for listening to me.